Inscriptions are also crucial to understand artists' intentions. Inscriptions upon text and musical scores give precious information and hence allow us to be right in the interpretation of a work of art after the artist's death, which can be really challenging for us. And for example, Wagner's The Flying Dutchman was first composed in 1843 and created in Germany. The opera tells the story of a Dutch captain who is cursed and condemned to roam the ocean for eternity. Love will save him. A young girl called Santa falls in love with the captain and sacrifices herself for him. When she dies, drowned in the ocean, the captain is delivered from his curse. Wagner revised and changed his opera in 1840, and he used a red ink to correct some passages and change the meaning of the opera. The score in the exhibition is the first version that was corrected later by the composer itself. And the page you can see is the first page of the opera, the overture. So the 1960s changes concern mainly the overture and the final, and it changed both the music and the global meaning of the opera. The red inscriptions are hence really important. First, the 1860s version relies on the use of leitmotifs. Leitmotifs are one of the greatest Wagnerian inventions, and it's the basis of like all the Wagnerian tradition until today. A leitmotif is a musical theme associated with one character or one idea. For example, Wagner changed the overture to insist on the idea of redemption, and hence he introduces the leitmotif of redemption. The handwritten inscriptions upon the score introduce leitmotifs everywhere in the overture. So therefore, the inscriptions on the score you see transform the functions of overtures in general in classical music. After the 1860 Flying Dutchman, the function of overtures in opera became to present all the important themes that will come out later in the opera. Let's listen to an extract of the Flying Dutchman overture. So this is basically the music you have before you. And to sum up, the inscriptions are really crucial to continue Wagner's project, and they are the basis of his timeless music. Playing Wagner is the best way to remember his genius, and handwritten annotations are really important to remember him in the right way.